Shrutam me gopaya means whatever good I hear, may they never leave me, may they remain with me. The distance we cover in our life is dependent on the foundation. If the foundation is right, we can travel further and higher in life. Where you start is important. How you start your game of your life, the fundamentals. Get the fundamentals right in your life so that you can travel further in your life. The further in yoga, it is talked about three things are important to be successful in any profession, especially in yoga also. First thing, you need to have asakti. Asakti should be there. If no interest, you may be pushed to come to yoga, your wife has pushed you, or husband has pushed you, or you are pushing your children. If there is no interest, you can't travel. Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about how you can progress. Maya asakta mana partha. Develop asakti. If you don't have interest, you can't progress. First, I may have interest in so many things. I am interested in soccer, I am interested in cricket, I am in music, I am in drama, I am in movie, I am in music club, I am in humor club, I am all over the place. I am also interested in yoga. Not that one. The interest must be translated into action. The second one is tanmayata. Eka tanayata. In Sanskrit it is tanmayata. You have to work towards the interest. You cannot run with so many interest. I am so thirsty in life. I am having a sip here. I am having sip here. I am having sip here. My thirst still remains unsatiated. Pick up what you are interested. Tanmayata. Tanmayata. And third one, to be successful, is called as ashraya. Whatever interest is there, can you take shelter in that one? Do you really believe in that one? Can you take shelter in that one? You are totally merging in that one. Can you take shelter in that one? That three things, it is, one is asakti, tanmayata and ashraya. These three, when they're combined together, that person becomes excellent, becomes someone extraordinary. Not just interest, tanmayata, I have to work towards. Pick up one. Life is so short. I can't have 100 hobbies, 100 interest. Life is so short. You will be remembered on the depth you have gone in your life rather than skimming along the surface. You have to go within and ashraya. And when you are going, intensity is required. Patanjali says, atha yoga anushasanam. When you are having these three qualities, atha yoga anushasanam. Yoga comes to you. Yoga comes to you, and how long I have to practice to the yoga to dawn? It is satu dhirga kala nairantarya satkara sevito dridabhumihi. Long period. I am willing to commit. If you look at anyone extraordinary achiever, if you ask them, they say they were struggling for years. No complaint. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Then fruit of their struggle beautifully opens up. Beautifully opens up. It is when it is a long period of sadhana, it is leading to your the bhakti yoga combination of bhakti, karma, jnana and raja yoga. It is called as the vishesha. You have to the samadhi, you have to, the bhakti yoga, you have to have, when the combination is there, as I mentioned in the last week, you will get leading into asamprajnata samadhi. Asamprajnata samadhi, samadhi, you have to do the vitarka vichara ananda asmita leading to samprajnata samadhi. When you are established in samprajnata samadhi, you are going into asamprajnata samadhi by the combination of bhakti, jnana and raja yoga, combination, one or the other. To have the yoga to dawn, Ishvara pranidhanidva, surrender to the God. Surrender to the God is required. Who is the God? Definition of the God in Patanjali talks about klesha karma, vipaka ashaya aparamrishta purusha vishesha Ishvaraha. For klesha, for us, everything, life is a challenge. Everywhere is a challenge, and for God, we, whatever He wants, it happens. For us, everything is a struggle. Definition of God, everything, no klesha. Karma, karma, do. We many things we don't like in life, but what to do? Family pressure or society pressure, we are doing something, karma. Then, klesha, karma, vipaka, ashaya, ashaya, desire. I don't have any, God doesn't have any desire. Desire is there. What is not there, then only will be desire. God has no desire. Desire means everything is there. And vipaka, aparamrishta, vipaka, there is no the repercussion of karma. When I eat too much of sweet, then I will have a repercussion. For God, effect of karma is not there. That is called as Ishvara. The Ishvara definition is sa purvesham api guru kalena anavichedhat. He is guru's guru. He is not a time-bound guru. He is an eternal guru. He is guru's guru. If you lean back, go back, my guru. Who is guru? His guru. He is the most ancient guru. He is not subjected to time. He was a guru between this and this. He is a purvesham api guru and tasya vachaka pranava. His name also is called as Om. Om is the seed of all, the eternal seed, which makes our jiva is also seed. Our jiva, this jiva has to evolve. Because of the grace of that eternal seed, that our jiva starts evolving. This jiva, he is an eternal changeless seed. Bijamma sarvabhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam. He is the eternal seed. Eternal seed, he is the tad japa, tad artha bhavanam. When you start meditating on him, you have to do the japa. Japa on him, with not just muttering the name, with the understanding of the meaning, deeper meaning. The how you start meditating, accordingly, he is there everywhere. Yesterday in Vishwarupa class, Bhagavad Gita class, I talked about, if you are an engineer, if you are doing meditation, more and more things in engineering get revealed. If you are a doctor, if you are meditating, more and more medical field gets revealed. If you are a food scientist, if you are contemplating, more and more in the food area gets revealed. If you are contemplating on God as most compassionate, you also become most compassionate. If you are contemplating on God as a source of all, you become a very resourceful person. how you contemplate God expresses himself according to your wish. It is God is not partial. How you approach God, God gets revealed himself accordingly. God gets revealed, he's not partial. I am seeking the God only in the business. Please help me in my business. He will help me only in the business. I approached him that way. He is not saying, if I am business, if he gives me something else, he will say, sorry, I didn't ask for that one. I am asking for this one. So, it is not the God's mistake. Why somebody shines one? How you contemplate it will open up. Tatra pratyak chetana, he said, pratyak chetana adhigama api. Adhigama api antaryaya abhavascha. Why you have to do the japa on the God? It is Patanjali talks about why God is required. Many meditation schools are there. Concept of God is not there. Just close your eyes. God is no concept. Patanjali is talking about why concept of God is required. When you start contemplating, he is the one, the antaraya abhavascha. Your obstacles in the life gets removed. If I am contemplating on the God in the area of science, and only the obstacle, whatever is there in the path of learning gets removed. If I am having an obstacle in the path of health, for example, when I am contemplating, so many suggestions comes. Try this one, try this one. So many things. So, antaraya abhavascha. To overcome the obstacles in life, you need to contemplate. Contemplate, deep contemplation. The contemplation, it is I was telling the story in the kids' class also. Kids' class, Mandata's son, Mandata from the Ikshwaku dynasty, his son is Muchukunda. Muchukunda assisted the divine beings in their fight against the demons. He fought for a long time, and at the end, all divine beings at that time, tomorrow is Skanda Shashti also. Guha came, they said, thank you, now we have a commander-in-chief. You can thank you for your help. What do you need? Ask any boon except one. Except for the liberation, ask anything. Liberation, it is not in our control. Liberation we can't give. Liberation only Krishna can give. Nobody can give the liberation. Our benefit is only time bound. This Muchukunda was so exhausted, so tired fighting the war. He said, I want just sleep. I worked so hard, I just want to sleep. And he slept, for a long time. So Lord Sri Krishna himself went there, and he was being chased by Kala Yavana, a demon, Mlechas. They say Mlechas, millions. They started, Sri Krishna appeared to be scared and running, went into the cave where Muchukunda was sleeping, and he hid himself in the dark. This Kala Yavana, he saw this person lying down, and devas have blessed him. If anyone abruptly wake you up, if you look at them, look at that person, they will burn to death. So that person, you scoundrel, you ran this far, now you are pretending that you don't know anything, and he kicked him. And Muchukunda was shaken up from the sleep, and with angry eyes he looked at Kalayavana. He was burnt to death. So, Lord, whatever you do, where was the cave, where was Lord appears. appears, it is antaraya. So many obstacles in our life. So many obstacles in our life. In the next term, I will talk about so many obstacles come in our life. Vyadi, sthyana, samshayam, avirati, bhranti, darshan, alabdha, bhumikatva, chitta, vikshepa, antaraya. So many obstacles. And I have been teaching yoga without any break for 20 years. To sustain 20 years without any interruption, it is nothing but it's a divine grace. Many people, cannot sustain one term. 10 class without interruption, they can't come. So many antaraya, so many obstacles come in their sadhana. And for next term, hope God will bless all of us to attend the class without any obstacles. We will come and continue the sadhana. With that, this is the last class for the term. We will see you again in the next class. We'll pray to the Lord that all obstacles from the path of our sadhana be removed, so that we make progress with God's blessing. May all obstacles be removed. And whatever we set out, when we came onto this planet, we came with a mission I have to accomplish. May that mission be fulfilled in this life itself.